All right. Chase Sexton, another winner. Thank you for the jersey for the studio. Also, a race-winning jersey, unlike Lewis's, which was during Supercross, so it could have been any finish, but thank you.
It could have been bad. I think it was after Denver, so that wasn't a good race.
Oh, yeah. No, that was terrible. Sorry, so Lewis. Thank you for the winning jersey. Thanks to Lewis for letting me do this. I got a flight. Seven in a row. They never come easy. But, man, the way you just sort of clicked off the laps a little bit, no real urgency from you. You're just like, I think I got this. They don't come easy, but this one looked all right.
Yeah, this one was actually harder. I feel like I haven't been feeling very good the last few days. So today was a grind. I woke up obviously not feeling great, but I was like, yeah, I got to dig today. Last one before the break, but I didn't want to give any points away. So, I had to dig deep.
Well, what about the lack of motorhome? Maybe poor Chase Sexton, he had no motorhome?
Yeah, no motorhome. You don't feel good.
Maybe the motorhome.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, though, bringing it all the way to Washougal and then to go straight back to the farthest east that you can possibly get. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
The money you make, to me, you just do it. But that's just me.
Hey, you got to save money. That's how you...
All right, I heard from some riders. One of them was Phil, so that doesn't really count. Too muddy this morning. Too water, too muddy.
I mean, yeah, it was wet, the track was deep today. It was pretty, like, I mean, it's obviously an outdoor national, but I would consider this race the smoothest one of the year normally. Mm-hmm. Today was pretty gnarly. I think with how deep the ruts got and how wet it was and even the size of the bumps, like, I think they put sand on the track or something, and the bumps got pretty big. I don't know. It was pretty good. I don't know. It was choppy and also bumpy, so it's a tough track.
Did you notice the starting gate being 30 feet closer?
Yeah, my starts are shit, dude. I don't know. Yeah. My starts aren't good. It's just plain
not shit, but yeah, they're not great.
First moto, I was buried. Buried.
Okay, don't say AP because he's your teammate, but if you were worried, did Anderson worry you more or did Aaron worry you more about, like, hey, I got to get this guy?
AP was riding good both motos. He had good speed today. I just, I wasn't really focused on that. Second moto, it took me a while to get into a groove because I was just kind of lacking, not energy, but just strength really, and I was just like, yeah, what it is what it is. I just was gonna ride as good as I could. Once I got into a flow and started kind of moving on the track, I felt pretty good. Started using a little bit more of the berms instead of trying to find ruts, so I had a good flow going. Probably could have went faster if I felt good, but
so it wasn't like a conscious thing of like, hey, time to go. It was like I'm just not feeling it, and then now I am.
Jason was riding really good. He was kind of, I mean, he had been like 5 or 6 seconds out in the second moto, so he was riding. And then when I got him, he actually put in a pretty good charge. I had to run like 220 pace for a while, so it was pretty tough. And it was a good moto. Yeah. It was hot second moto. It was weird because like this morning was like 60 degrees, and then all of a sudden now it's like 95.
You like going first? Does it matter to you?
Okay. No, I hate it. Yeah. I hate going first. Yeah. All right. Don't like it. I don't know. And it's like I feel like from the time I got here this morning till when I finished the second moto, I have no break.
Well, yeah, they shortened them. We lost an hour, right?
Yeah, lost an hour. Yeah. I'm first. Yep. It doesn't make any sense. I don't like it.
What about the extra lap in Moto 1? Good job just for the fans? Is that for the fans?
No, I was, like, riding hard still. I don't know.
No, I know.
They are all telling me they gave me the checkered flag. I know for a fact they did not give me they didn't give me the two-lap board. AP saw it, so I have him to vouch for me.
They didn't see it, you mean?
No, they didn't. He saw me. They had it, like, behind them.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I'm like, how am I supposed to see that?
Yeah.
White flag, and then they gave AP the checker. I would put 95% it was white when that went through there. Now, I could be wrong, but...
But you were looking ahead, for the record.
I was looking ahead. After what I said last week, but I was looking at the... Obviously, you look at the flags. Yeah. Now, we did jump on right across, but that wasn't supposed to be out. But, like, that is, like, behind us.
That was okay, though. That was fine?
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah. I didn't see that one. Okay. Didn't see that one. But second moto, didn't give me 2-lap board again. I know for a fact I looked for it this time. I'm not going another lap. We already came super close to coming, only doing 2 more laps. We did 3. So then they gave me the white and checkered this time.
Well, nice little break. Do you now take a week off, let's say? Do you?
Yeah, I take this next week pretty mellow.
Like we go wakeboarding, or what do we do?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'm going to Zach Bryan tomorrow concert. Okay. So that'd be fun, but I'm probably just keep it chill. I don't feel great, so I'm just gonna kind of cruise in.
You wanna go e-biking in Vegas?
No, I don't like the desert. Okay, if you come to Florida, I'll do it.
Too flat for me.
Or Illinois.
All right. Well, hey, I'll let you go. Lewis' time, but
Lewis is gonna punch you in the mouth.
Not
No, I was going to say,
You're in Vegas, so he can't e-bike with you, but you know who's in Florida now.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen him?
He's committed. He moved to Florida.
I know. Have you seen him, though?
No, I haven't seen him yet. He's been at the 83 compound, I think.
The whole deal is he can't see me, because then he gets alarmed. Oh, okay. I'm in the shadows. Yeah. Bushes, etc.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He's been at the compound, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a big Lawrence guy. I really believe in the Lawrences, best riders in the series.
Sometimes he gets a little like, what do they call those fans that like people at highs but not at lows?
Bandwagon.
Bandwagon. I think he's kind of like even like Prado. Like,
yeah,
Prado's coming. My close personal friend Prado.
Yeah,
really believe in him.
Right. Chase first name.
No.
This Prado.
Chase needs to just wait for Prado to get here. Oh. It's going to be a big thing.
I'm with you because he wasn't there, and now and now we have one Lawrence gone, and now he's here. Yep, and now he's here. So I'm with you, man. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yep. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the jersey, and good job. Thank you.
Cool.